The International Joint Commission is focusing its latest biennial report on getting the U.S. and Canada to set up an accountability plan for restoring and protecting the Great Lakes. U.S. Commissioner Alan Olson says one example of accountability would be Congress approving President Bush's new plan to spend money to strengthen an Asian carp barrier near Chicago.
There are a number of members of the United States Congress of both parties that are immediately accountable to address that issue, appropriate funds.
Canadian Commissioner Jack Blaney says the governments also have to be accountable to what citizens said at recent IJC hearings.
They want to swim in their beaches. They want to be able to eat the fish. They want to be able to take water out of the lake so they don't have to spend enormous sums treating.
Environmental groups welcome the push from the International Joint Commission, but Sierra Club Great Lakes Representative Emily Green says the public must do more than show up at hearings.
When people are running for office, people need to ask, are you going to deliver on your commitments to protect the Great Lakes? When EPA officials come to town to report on, you know, XYZ cleanup, people need to speak up and ask, how are you delivering on these commitments?
Green says it wouldn't be bad if the IJC got more enforcement powers over the two national governments and the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement, but she doubts that will happen. So the commission will stick to asking for an accountability plan by summer of 2008. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.